Hi everyone, we are today in Micah chapter 7, and we're going to read verses 14 through 17. Shepherd your people with your staff, the flock of your inheritance, who dwell alone in a forest in the midst of a garden land. Let them graze in Bashan and Gilead, as in the days of old. As in the days when you came out of the land of Egypt, I will show them marvelous things. The nations shall see and be ashamed of all their might. They shall lay their hands on their mouths, their ears shall be deaf. They shall lick the dust like a serpent, like the crawling things of the earth. They shall come trembling out of their strongholds. They shall turn in dread to the Lord our God, and they shall be in fear of you. So here in this passage, Micah is appealing to God. Right? He is speaking to God, and he says to God here, shepherd your people, shepherd your flock. And in a sense, when he's saying this, he's just asking God to come and to move in their people again. Now, we remember again, in Micah, it's a dark time for Israel. Like, they are about to be conquered. Some of them might not believe it or know it yet, but Micah knows this. And as he appeals to God, he's saying, shepherd your people. God, be our God, as in the days of old. I think that's a really important part here, right? Because it's repeated. He says, as in the days of old in verse 14. And then in verse 15, he says, as in the days when you came out of the land of Egypt. What Micah's doing, he's remembering God's past faithfulness. He's remembering, in some sense, like the glory days. And we do that often, right, in our lives, especially as you get older. If you're like me, you can look back on a certain time of your life and think, man, those were like those glory days. Those were the fun times. Those were the best times of my life, right? And that's what Micah's doing here, except he's doing for all of people of Israel. And he's saying, there's where these days of old, these days of glory, where God did marvelous things. God brought our people out of Egypt. And when he says marvelous things here, he's probably thinking about stuff like the parting of the Red Sea, 10 plagues, like, you know, fire, a pillar of fire, Mount Sinai, manna, all these marvelous and amazing things. And he's saying, God, do it again. As in the days of old, shepherd us, guide us, Lord. We want to see you work in our people again. And he's just appealing that, you know, that God will do that, that he'll show his people those things again. As they're going to be in darkness, as they're going to be in this difficult time, Micah recognizes what they need the most is God. God to be their shepherd, to be their king, for God to work in their hearts. Now, when we think about something like this for ourselves, I think it's good for us to look back on our past and understand God's past faithfulness. Remember our testimonies. Remember certain other testimonies we have, not just our salvation one, but certain times where God has worked and moved in our lives. And we're like, man, wow, that was an amazing time. And we should look back on those and let those be those moments where we can go back to and be encouraged and remind ourselves that God has been faithful in the past. But we should be careful not to think of it just like those were the glory days. And right now, it's just we're hoping for like the leftovers or whatever you have left. When Micah is saying this, he's believing that those glory days, those marvelous things will continue. They will keep on happening. That people, other people, that's what he is referring to in verses 16 and 17, that nations, other people will see God's miraculous work, marvelous things being done in Israel, and they'll be ashamed of their might. They'll see how great God is working and think and look at their own powers, technology, whatever, and think it is nothing. Micah is not looking back on just glory days, but he's looking ahead for the glory that is to come. And that's the kind of heart we need to have in our lives. God has done miracles in our lives. If we're followers of Jesus here, God has been so faithful and been so good to us. And God will continue to be faithful. And we need to look forward and look ahead and know that. It's not just faithful. It's not just the leftovers. It's God's glory. It's even better and greater, more marvelous, more miraculous things are to come in our lives. And we need to look forward for that. But we don't just look forward to God's actions. We look forward to God. God is our shepherd. God is the one who is leading us and guiding us as our shepherd. God is going to provide for us and show us his love. Let's pray for our hearts, for hearts of expectation that God is going to work mighty things in our lives. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you are a God who has done miraculous and marvelous things in the past. And we recognize that there are greater things that are yet to come. It might not feel like that for many of us in the midst of all that's going on through a social unrest and a global pandemic. But all the more, may we not put our hope in what the nations have to offer and what our technology or whatever has to offer us today. May we look forward to you, God, to your complete rule over our lives, and to the joy that we'll experience as we live in your kingdom, God. We recognize, we pray that greater things are yet to come. Help us to trust that. Help us to wait upon you, God. Help us to know your goodness and love in our lives now and forever. We thank you, Lord. We love you. In your name we pray. Amen.